And I must say, I enjoyed the Channel Tunnel playing some. It was a bit frustrating, but it was interesting to see how the SNCF worked. And then, of course, we had a couple of ghastly setbacks. But towards the end, when we it did really look as though we were going to get somewhere, it was encouraging, and it's been extremely nice at the end of it all to find that it did work. Although the French were very stick in the mud, have had all sorts of, they've had dreadful fights with earlier on with the SNCF. They wanted to run ordinary stock through the tunnel. I mean, they were quite serious. Oh, it doesn't matter, we'll put hay down or something if the toilet's just, I mean, quite absolutely absurd. And they wouldn't, we had a great job to convince them that the dimensions of a TGV were very little different from BR Mark III dimensions. They said, what, we've got to have wide continental gauge stock. And you pointed out to them, in fact, the TGV is only something about 100 mil wider than BR standard, because they'd slimmed the thing down. It isn't impossible for passengers to move around in, and it took an awful lot of convincing that you could build a train which would be compatible for passenger comfort on the BR and on the continent. There were something else crossed my mind then too. There were a lot of arguments about the terminal. Of course, there was a stage where we had an oil change at Folkestone, which fortunately never came to anything. There was the abortive terminal at White City, which would have been wonderful for the second stage, which again was abandoned, and it's all built over now. It would have been a super place to have a terminal, much better than Waterloo, more accessible, two underground lines running across it.